NPR's business news starts with the end to a British banking saga. Britain's government has been trying to figure out what to do about a major mortgage lender that was hit hard by the global credit crunch. The government has rejected two private offers to take over the bank, Northern Rock. Northern Rock made news recently when there was an unheard-of run on it. Now Britain's Treasury chief says the government will nationalize the bank. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
After final discussions with his advisers over the weekend, Alistair Darling announced that Northern Rock will be placed temporarily under public ownership. He said both bids for the bank, one by Richard Branson of the Virgin Group, one by the bank's own board of directors, had failed to meet the government's criteria for protecting taxpayers. Darling reassured taxpayers that more than $50 billion in outstanding government loans to Northern Rock would be repaid in full with interest. He added that the business can be returned to the private sector as financial markets stabilize. Northern Rock ran into trouble in September because it relied too heavily on short-term money markets instead of deposits for funding. A subsequent profit warning and appeal to the Bank of England for an emergency loan led to the first run on a British bank since 1866, with tens of thousands of people rushing to withdraw their money. The Labour Party government have been trying desperately to avoid nationalisation. Prime Minister Gordon Brown and his predecessor Tony Blair had based their electability on having moved away from what many consider the bad old days of Labour Party nationalisations. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.